So Delightful, written by We Saw Bears, read by Nonplussed. Fandom All for the Game. Relationship, Kevin Day, Neil Jostin, Andrew Minyard. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Neil lived the first portion of his life wanting as little as possible and living off the bare minimum of what was required. But now that he was allowed to want things, he did, with a ferocity that left him breathless. Mainly, it wasn't things he wanted, though. It was Andrew, and more recently, Kevin, who had practically stumbled his way into Neil and Andrew's not-relationship. The two of them had been making out, on their way to more, when Kevin had barged his way into the room. He barely blinked at the sight of them before starting right in on them for what he dubbed their poor performance at practice that day. Andrew let him prattle on for about a minute before fixing him with a dry look and saying, "Join or leave." That made Kevin stop in his tracks, and his mouth gaped open for a second. Neil thought it was the quietest he had seen Kevin since he met him. Andrew merely raised an eyebrow. "Well, that's interesting." When Kevin continued to stand there without moving, or breathing, it seemed, Andrew grew bored again. "I mean it, Kevin. You have until the count of five to decide." Kevin swallowed, and Neil found himself following the bob of his Adam's apple as he did so. Andrew seemed to take notice as well, judging from the darkening in his eyes as he glanced at Neil. He watched Andrew pull Kevin in for a deep kiss and gulped as he crooked a finger at Neil.
"Yes or no?"
Neil said yes, and that was that. This thing of theirs, if you could call it a thing, had been going on for a few weeks. Time on the roof was still Andrew and Neil's, and Kevin grumbled that he didn't want to see them smoking anyway. But they always came downstairs to the room and soothed his hurt feelings from being left out. Now, though, the season was in a lull for the holidays, and they wanted to go to Columbia to start break bright. "Just us," Andrew had added. Neil's heart leaped a little at the idea. He and Andrew had gone alone a few times over the summer, but this was the first time of the three of them, without Nikki and Aaron, and Neil was excited to see what would happen. Predictably, Kevin bitched about being relegated to the back seat, but Andrew just turned the music up louder until he got the hint and took a nap instead. When they arrived at Eden's twilight, it was snowing a little, and Kevin kept shaking his head like a dog to get the snow out. Neil reached up to wind his finger around a lock.
"It's getting long," he said, tugging lightly. "I like it."
Kevin grimaced a little at having his hair pulled, but Neil noticed the light blush staining his cheeks. Andrew rolled his eyes at their antics and pushed through to join the line forming at the opening to the club. Because of the holiday season, they were handing out holiday items as patrons went in. Andrew passed on them as expected, but Neil took a pair of light-up reindeer antlers, and Kevin put on a Santa hat. They headed to their usual spot, and Neil waited for Kevin to order his usual, only for him to put a hand on Neil's arm.
"I meant what I said before. If you want to drink, I'll stay sober and watch you."
Neil hadn't taken him up on it the last time he offered, but this time, he figured he had nothing to lose, and leaned forward to kiss him.
"Starting without me?" Andrew asked as he made his way over with drinks. "Like you weren't watching," Neil shot back cheekily. "Touché," he said, putting the drinks down.
Kevin waved away the one Andrew placed in front of him.
"It's Neil's turn tonight."
Andrew looked at Kevin with interest, but didn't argue and moved the drink over to Neil, who took a long gulp of it. After an hour or so and a few drinks, Neil was buzzed and pleasantly warm, hanging on Andrew and people watching. He was starting to get restless, though, and tugged on Kevin's arm.
"Come dance with me."
Kevin raised an eyebrow.
I don't dance. You did once, though. I know you did.
Kevin pursed his lips and looked ready to protest, but Neil pouted just slightly in the way he knew Kevin liked.
Show me.
Kevin sighed, but softened and took Neil's hand to lead him to the dance floor. Once there, Neil felt Kevin pull Neil to him, back to chest, with his hands on Neil's waist and his lips on his neck. Kevin brought the same power and control from the court to everything he did, so Neil didn't know why he was surprised that Kevin brought it to dancing. He looked up and caught Andrew's eye. To someone untrained, he looked unaffected, but Neil knew from the way his fingers flexed on his glass that he was watching intently. Neil smiled at him and turned to look at Kevin. Kevin followed Neil's eyes to Andrew, and once he saw that Neil was showing off, he hauled him off to a corner to pick him up and kiss him against the wall. Neil melted into the kiss, but after a moment, he broke away to murmur, "Andrew is right here." Neil beamed as Andrew kissed him over Kevin's shoulder. Kevin made a noise in the back of his throat, but Andrew just flicked him an unconcerned look.
"You can wait until we get home."
Neil's stomach flipped pleasantly at the mention of home, and he followed Andrew to the car. In the morning, Neil woke with Kevin's arm draped over him and his own hand hovering over Andrew's hip, and thought to himself that if this was how break was going to go, he could get used to this. The end.